You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Haywire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
In less than 24 hours, the nurses will go on strike for the first time in 30 years. The New Zealand Nurses Organisation have rejected the District Health Board's latest pay offer, saying more money is needed. This is just the latest series of strikes set to take place in New Zealand, as bus drivers also went on strike earlier this year, and primary school teachers are also planning on strike next month. A strike was meant to take place last week, but was called off because the District Health Board offer was improved and Nurses Organisation recommended their members accept it. The nurses have been fighting for years for more money to be more appreciated and valued in their line of work. The nurses want more staff in hospitals, better work conditions, and respect for their work. The issues the nurses are addressing arise from a decade of underfunding, which have failed to keep pace with growing community needs, the aging population, and a decreasing nursing workforce in New Zealand. The District Health Board offered a $500 million deal with 12.5% to 15.9% pay rise over 25 months, but the nurses wanted up to 18% pay rise over 15 months. The DHB offer meant 500 more nurses in the workforce, but the nurses wanted 1,300 more nurses. The nurses wanted to change the ratio from one nurse to eight patients to one nurse to four patients for better care. The pay offer was initially suggested by the nurses' union as to what would be suitable, but the nurses voted to reject the pay offer. This pay offer was the highest pay increase for nurses in 14 years. The Labour government has made it clear that the attention to the nursing workforce is long overdue, but is limited in terms of the resources they have available. Acting Prime Minister Winston Peters says that they do not have the money to make new pay offer to the nurses and were disappointed by the nurses' decision. And just this morning, Finance Minister Grant Robertson says there's no more money to offer to the nurses. Grant Robertson told RNZ that this is a problem which cannot be fixed in 1 year and says there are more claims coming in as well, so there needs to be a balance between the pay offers. But the nurses say the unavailability of additional funding for nurses is not appropriate to address the current difficulties faced by them. Sue Hayward, Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer at Waikato District Health Board, says there are a number of nurses who will work during the strike. Hayward told RNZ that they have the right number of nurses with the right skills and knowledge to oversee patient care during the strike. In the event of any natural disaster, there is an appropriate protocol in place. The nurses' union have also agreed that when the strike begins at 7 a.m. and a patient requires urgent care, a staff member will need to stay working as a life-preserving action. As for patient safety, all major hospitals are postponing 3,500 elective surgeries, so they do not conflict with the strikes tomorrow. An elective surgery is a non-urgent surgery. Auckland hospitals are prepared and have been working with the nurses' union to come up with a safe plan for patients. Hospitals will be open for anyone needing emergency care tomorrow. Hospitals have also suggested anyone feeling acutely unwell should dial 111. Otherwise, it is suggested that people seek out their general practitioner for assistance. The Employment Relations Authority have ordered both the Nurses Union and the District Health Board to have one last meeting today in a bid to avoid the nationwide strike tomorrow. If the strike does go ahead tomorrow, there will be a 70% decrease in frontline nurses. The 24-hour strike is set to take place tomorrow at 7 a.m. and will finish at 7 a.m. on Friday, 13th of July.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.